All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast Series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf, here today with Anna Manner from Boston Scientific. Hey, Anna.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. It's great that you're here. So Anna is at Boston Scientific, and Boston Scientific is one of the three companies providing DBS equipment to you, our listeners, our Parkinson's community. So let's talk about that for a minute. So, you know, it's Medtronic, Abbott, and Boston Scientific are the three companies now that are really producing almost all of the DBS equipment. So tell us a little bit about Boston Scientific and how that system is unique.
Yeah, so thank you. Boston Scientific came to the market, and the first unique capability that Boston had that the other companies didn't have was something called multiple independent current control. And just to put it simply, basically what it means is that each electrode or a contact on the lead has its own power source. And so what that means for the patient is that patients can be very confident that they have a system that allows for the most precise stimulation.
So basically, in deep brain stimulation, there are leads that go into the brain and they stimulate with electricity an area that can suppress tremor.
That's right.
And so when those leads go in, they're hitting a tiny little target, right?
About the size of your fingernail.
So the surgeon does that placement, and then the programmer can point that electricity wherever he or she wants. Is that right?
Exactly. Yes.
So when you're talking about stimulating that area, it's about getting that electricity pointed into the right place so that lead can go into the middle of that target, the STN, or it can go adjacent, and then you can, the programmer can kind of steer it like a car, right?
Exactly.
Drive the electricity toward that point. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the things that's happened with DBS is that with now three companies doing this, every company has gotten like better, right? Do you think?
Yeah, so much better. I think that having all these companies come to market and offer deep brain stimulation, it has really produced this sense of, you know, competition, of course, but more so, more importantly, has just made it better and better with the patient in mind. Boston Scientific's thought was, how do we make it number one? Always number one is better for patients, to get the best possible therapy that deep brain stimulation can offer. That's always the forefront of what we're innovating and how we're innovating it. You know, the second most important thing is how do we make it accessible and, you know, as efficient of a process as possible for, you know, the physicians involved. Because after a patient gets their placement, gets their surgery, so their leads are placed, their batteries implanted, and that's all connected, then they go to see their neurologist for their initial programming session. And, you know, back in the day, and when I say back in the day, this was like, you know, a couple years ago, this would sometimes take like hours, you know, usually take hours, because it's such a high level of expertise for the physician to balance the medications as well as find the right balance of stimulation and where to turn the patient on. So each lead has 8 contacts, 8 metal segments, and we can program them in so many different ways and combinations. So how do we make it efficient and quick, you know, and get the best possible outcome for the patient? And so Boston Scientific decided to partner up with a company called Brain Labs.
This is cool. I just want to stop for a second. This is really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. So sorry to interrupt, but this is cool.
No,
so tell
no,
us about Brain Lab, because I
get excited too.
I love the name, but tell us about Brain Lab.
Yeah, so Brain Lab is a planning software. So it is utilized for all different types of surgeries, but they have a stereotactic functionality where it is used for planning. So for the surgeon, they use this planning software where they can plan exactly where they're going to implant the lead. And then within that, they can import all these what we call objects or anatomical structures. So for example, they can pull in the subthalamic nucleus, the globus pallidus, the thalamus, and all these other structures that we don't want to stimulate as well. And so when we do that, or when they do that, we get a really great image of where the lead is specifically in each patient's anatomy.
Is this before surgery, Anna, or is it after or during?
So, before surgery, patients get preoperative MRIs done, and then they get CAT scans done as well. And everything is fused together. And once the lead is implanted, then they, we can pull in the lead localization aspect of it. And then we can see exactly where the lead ended up relevant to all of these anatomical structures.
Does it make the placement of that lead in the brain more accurate for the surgeon, or is it still the surgeon has to kind of do it?
Well, I mean, the surgeon has to obviously have lots of expertise and, also look at different structures in the brain that they have to avoid in order to make sure that it's a successful surgery. So it's not, there has to be an expert utilizing the system, of course, just to make sure that the surgery goes accordingly. But
Yeah, it can't be me,
yeah,
basically.
yeah, or me. So, we're now having these tools that are more accurate than other tools that we've had in the past. And there's, all this clinical data that's been published on these tools in comparison to, other planning softwares that have been used in the past. And so there's a really, there's a reason why lots of hospitals and academic institutions are utilizing this for surgical planning, and not just for DBS, for all sorts of things. So, I get really excited about it because, wow, that was such a great idea by Boston Scientific to get this partnership with Brainlab, because now we can take it from the surgical platform of, having this be available to surgeons, but now we're really just forwarding this technology to the hands of nurse practitioners and movement disorder neurologists and, all other APPs and everything, so that the physicians and clinicians that are taking care of these patients, they now, with the Boston Scientific software, are able to see exactly, what was seen by the surgeon from the surgeon's perspective. And that is all superimposed on the what we call the clinician programmer, which is ultimately like a computer or tablet that the clinician uses when we connect to the patient's device. And so once the patient comes in for their first appointment and we link to their device, we have their imaging in front of us. So what is that? Why is that important? It has completely changed the efficiency of programming. So what once was, a lengthy 2-hour session for programming, now may take 30 minutes or even less sometimes. So that being said, it still requires a high level of expertise from the, physicians and everyone else involved in the DBS surgery, because, sometimes we utilize all, there's lots of other tools that we're utilizing to make sure we're in the right target. But we now have this great technology that's really just another tool to help the patient not be exhausted after this first programming session, and help the neurologist or whoever's programming the patient, be able to know when and how to utilize all the other programming capabilities that only Boston Scientific has to offer.
So you told me before we started recording that you came from a programming session this morning.
Yes.
And you also told me that's the funnest part of your job.
Yes.
So why is that?
I love programming sessions. I mean, I really love the initial ones when the patient first gets turned on. Of course, that's usually my favorite experience, just because these patients have been frustrated and and then anxious before surgery and anxious when they even made the decision to get surgery, and they put so much trust in everybody involved. And so, like, that day, I just always kind of equate it to Christmas morning for them and for me, because it's like they come in and they don't know what to expect. And I know what to expect because I've seen the images, I've spoken to the surgeon, I was in the OR, and then I know that the patient's coming in, as far as a Parkinson's patient, they're coming in off medication, so they're pretty much feeling their crummiest, when they come in. And so they never really look that excited initially. And then once we turn them on and we can get this done for them pretty efficiently, I mean, they just leave so happy and so content, and like have this like a relief, and this weight off their shoulders. And I'm not saying that, wow, they're after that first session, it's all done and nothing else. It's definitely a journey with medications and tweaking the programming sessions, but I just think that first programming session is just such a vast difference than when they came in that morning. Now, to be a part of this experience with both the neurology team and the surgical team and the patient, and being able to be a small part of that, just makes me really excited and happy for the patient. So that's why it's my favorite part.
You could just hear your voice light up when you talk about it. So it's really cool. So more insights into DBS as we continue our look at this through these microcasts. So thanks, Anna, and thanks everybody for listening. As always, you can leave us a rating and review, and you can hear these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, all that. And we look forward to seeing you on the next one. Well, hearing you on the next one. All right. Thanks, Anna. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.